欢迎回到王美都在听，现在的时间是下午的3:44，时间是2022年7月20日礼拜天。那我们今天又来到录播客，感谢录播客赞助我们这一集的录音场地，所有相关的讯息都会在我们的讯息栏位。录播客距离南港展览馆站5号出口只要步行5分钟，想要预约专属的录音室制造你的 podcast 吗？赶快上录播客吧。那今天呢，我们的来宾呢，是我的好伙伴写错名字的 Leo。 那我们今天要聊什么题目呢 ？JJ，
我们将要聊就是，我要咬
你，我要杀你了！台湾人对美国人的刻板印象，
对，还有就是他对一些就是美国人对台湾人的刻板印象嘛，对不对？
之类的。好了，那反正这集的内容呢，主要会以英文来讲。那我相信呢，反正都是身边的朋友在听嘛，所以大家的英文都很好，那就这样。
哇，好紧张哦。
除此之外呢，我们也留下了刚才那个英文很好的 Miffy。
没有啦，我英文还好，还可以。
他负责，因为他们很好，然后Leo 呢，他也是我就是在拉克认识谁就把人家抓来录 podcast。 好了， Let's welcome Leo。
Hi, what's my name?Leo.
Not Colin.
So boring. So boring, so common.
Oh, it's so,
I so apologize.
No. It's powerful.
It's powerful? Why?
It's a lion.
Oh, it's lion?
对。
Why are you so sissy? I don't know.
It's so powerful.
Yeah, okay.
Welcome, Leo, onto my podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, you're so fake. Don't fake smile.
It's a typical American.
That's
fake.
That's not.
It is.
Americans are not fake.
Oh my god.
Yeah, they're just aggressive.
Look at all the TV show and movie.
Really?
Like a...
Wait, you're gonna tell me about being fake? You?
No, America is faker.
American TV is fake, but not American people.
Okay, I can tell more.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, introduce yourself, bitch.
Hi, I am Leo. I am from America, where people are not that fake, Meffy.
Okay.
You should do a drag race interview. Hi, I'm something, something, I'm something, something. I'm come here to slay.
I'm not here to make friends. this is not Taiwan's best friend race, okay? I came here to win. What I want to win, I don't...
Oh my god, you really know.
I don't know what I want to win, but I hope I can win a something, okay? Good.
Maybe friendship?
Yes, hopefully after this grueling competition, I can have at least one friend.
That's yourself.
If you're listening, KOL of Taiwan, I need a friend.
Watch Miro.
Miro?
Yes, you are the only fan to yourself.
Only fans? I don't have
only
that.
Only friend, yes. Just watch Miro.
Oh, look, mirror.
Look into mirror.
Look into mirror. Oh, okay. I'm like a vampire. I don't like to look into the mirror. Actually, I'm just like hopping zombie too. The mirror depowers me. Ouch. Okay, off to a great start. Thank you. Why are you here again?
How long in Taiwan? How years ago?
I've been here for about 3.5, almost 4 years now, actually.
3 years ago?
Yeah. I'm almost hit my 5-year permanent residency. Oh. I'm almost official Taiwan person.
When? This year?
Next year, because I'm...
Let's kick him out now.
Deport the bitch. No, so yeah, I got here. Yeah, I think it's almost halfway through my 4th year. So I think February, I'll be my 4th year.
But what can that thing do for you?
When I get my permanent residency, I can do like... I don't have to worry about visa. So like right now, I need a job that supports me, that gives me like a... They pay for my visa to be in Taiwan. But after 5 years, I get permanent residence. So
you can just be homeless.
I can just
don't
be
working.
I can be a homeless person. Or I can work at 7-Eleven, like everyone's dream.
You can join the homeless club in Taipei Main Station.
Perfect.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, dreams can come true.
Or you can...
So many things you can achieve.
Fun fact, though. You want to hear like a funny, sad story? Back when I was in Boston, I actually almost... A police officer tried to kick me out of a bar, out of the mall, because he thought I was a homeless person.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
For your previous haircut, I'm not that surprised though.
Yes.
It was winter, and so I was wearing lots of thick, heavy winter clothes. And I went to farming school, so I have a lot of like farmer's outfits. And I was on the way going to work, so it was early in the morning. And it was winter, so it was cold, so I was just like sitting there. And he's like, "Excuse me, sir, you can't sleep here." I was like, "I'm going to work." He's like, "I don't believe that." And I had I had to wait for my manager to come out and like prove that I was a worker at the mall.
Oh my god, so sad.
Pick me out of the mall.
But what is the happy part?
What is that? Happy
you
part?
You say it's a happy sad story.
I didn't get kicked out. I was able to be like,
"What happened after?"
Well, my manager's like, "Oh, he's not a homeless person. He works here." And I went, "Ha." That's the happy part.
I guess even white people get abused.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, it's going to be that kind of podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are really racial here.
Yes, that's
different. You're the only white person.
Oh my god,
here.
I'm the exotic person here.
Well, not
you
that
are.
Exotic.
What? Have you seen anyone this crystalline white? That's pretty exotic. Natural.
Well, the chair is whiter
joke?
Than you.
It's black. Oh, that one. I'm colorblind. Don't play these games on me.
You are really colorblind?
Yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh. You don't know that?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I'm colorblind. That's one of the
reasons. No, you're not.
I am. That's really? One of the reasons why my clothes never match. I don't have bad taste. I just can't. It's a disability.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I guess that's a new reason for no fashion sink. Oh,
but seriously, yeah.
Oh, really?
And it's a really dumb disability. I don't know if you can call that, because like people don't feel bad for me, but people just assume I'm stupid when they first meet me. Because like,
whose color?
Yeah, they always play the game. What color is this? I don't know. It's probably blue.
No.
See,
really? It's red.
That's wrong.
Right. Real red. Very like
can
air
you
shot.
Red can.
Huh?
Feel color or no color?
I can see. Yeah, I just don't. It's called color deficient, so I miss a lot of, I call them like the gay colors.
Gay color.
Yeah.
Like rainbow color.
I don't see like a rainbow. No. Like teal, I don't see most purple. Most pink, actually, is like white or gray.
It's like a JJ's pink. T-shirt.
Yeah, that's like a white T-shirt.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's a white T-shirt indeed.
So you can never see pink.
I can see some pink, like hot pink. Like things are like really pink, but when it becomes like a lighter
soft.
Or darker, yeah, it just either goes to white or goes to another
so
color.
Sad.
Yeah,
so
when I was a little kid, I got a Game Boy. When I bought a Game Boy, I wanted a red Game Boy.
Mm.
And they're like, "Oh, we don't have red Game Boys, we have salmon." I was like, "What's salmon? That's a fish." And they're like, "Oh, it's like red. Apparently salmon's like pink or something." And to me, it was just white. So I just had a white Game Boy. And then everyone's like, "Oh my god, look at that gay kid over there with his pink Game Boy." I'm like, "Who? Who has the pink Game Boy?" Because I couldn't tell mine was.
Okay.
Yeah.
I understand.
That's a sad story.
It's an interesting story, okay? I have a lot of interesting stories.
Okay. So, next question.
Sure.
Do you have a maybe like Asia? Why?
Why do I like Asia? Yeah. That's a loaded question.
You didn't read the question you wrote. You seem to like Asian culture a lot. Why?
You don't know my name. You don't even know the question.
You don't even read.
Oh my god.
Should I even be here?
Sure,
oh my gosh.
Do the everything myself? Do I even have a partner here?
This is so embarrassing. I could just die.
Please.
Yeah, the question and the answer.
So it's like, this one was, why do I like Asia?
Asian culture?
Why do I like
Asian culture?
Culture. Yeah. Asian culture in general. So I actually do. I have Chinese family.
You do?
Yeah. I always like that response.
So many culture shock. Leo shock.
Wow. Yeah. There's so much information about me you don't even know.
Probably a bit too much. Let's just end up podcast here.
The end. Goodbye.
I know you have a Chinese boyfriend. You had one.
I've had a Chinese boyfriend.
I don't know you have a Chinese family.
I have Chinese family. So
really?
I grew up. Yeah. My uncle married a Chinese woman. As you can tell, I'm not a Chinese person.
Oh.
Sorry. Yeah. Sorry to get you too excited. But so I grew up with a Chinese family and...
Did my Chinese family come from China?
Yes.
Okay.
So my aunt that he married was born in America, but her parents came from China.
Mm-hmm.
And she grew up in a very like Chinese household. And they're also like
What?
Rich Chinese people.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah, so like whenever we went to holidays, they would be like at her big house, so like our Thanksgivings and stuff like that, and even mm-hmm. Christmas. And she also was like a really good cook. So like every holiday we would have like for example, Thanksgiving, we would have Thanksgiving food, like turkey, blah, blah, blah. And then she would also have like Chinese food.
Wow.
Okay. So it was really fun. And then my family was like really
poor.
That yes, but they're also
homeless and get kicked out from the supermarket.
But they were also like, I had like, you know that TV show Shameless?
No.
No? Oh, it's about like pretty much like shitty white people. Like,
okay.
Oh.
So my family's
which is every TV show that HBO make.
Yeah, kind of. HBO, the channel of shitty white people. But my family was kind of like that. So like I would get to go there and like just hang out with my Chinese family and they were like really cool. And my aunt Carol was like, she knew like my family is messy. So she would just like take me in the kitchen and we would talk while she's like making food. And it was really fun.
Give you some money that I know your mother is poor.
No. No, she would always be like, do you want some liquor? I'm like,
what?
I'm like, Carol, so I'm nine. She's like, I know, but you're
I'm a cool mom. Yeah.
She's like, I know you're having a rough day. Your parents are fighting again. Do you want like a shot? I'm like, I don't even know what that means.
But
I'm nine.
Wow.
Yeah, she was really cool. And like, even when I was gay, she was like really into that.
She know you are gay?
She was like one of the first people that knew I was gay. And I'm not her son, so she's like, oh, it's fun. You're, okay. You're not a disappointment to me because you're not my son. But she was like, don't end up with a white boy. Oh. They have poor morals.
But Asian.
Yeah.
She encouraged you to.
Yeah, she told me she wanted me to find a nice Chinese boy. Okay. And when I told her I was moving to Taiwan, she's like, eh, it's close enough. It's Asia. Yeah. But so I grew up with that. And then also when I got older, I watched a lot of like Asian gay movies.
Oh, yeah. You watch a lot of gay movies.
I watch a lot of gay movies.
Gay TV shows. Okay.
And the ones specifically Taiwan and Thailand. And when I was younger, there's like the famous Taiwanese one, Eternal Summer. I can't remember the Chinese name.
盛夏光年.
Yeah. So I watched that when it came out online.
Okay.
And I literally would watch that like once a week online. Ooh, I watched
so
it
gay.
Over. And yeah.
So
but,
gay.
But you know, it's come from Taiwan.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I was like, and that's one of the reasons why I actually wanted to come here. I wanted to visit because I watched the show like all the time. I'm like, oh my God, Taiwan's so cool. This is amazing. Because like a lot of times in American media, like gay is usually like not okay. Like every gay story in America, especially when I was younger in high school, was like either you get AIDS, your family murders you, or you commit suicide.
Okay.
Or you die of AIDS. So this is the first one where, like, I know it's, like, a sad ending because, like, they don't break up. They don't, like, end up as a couple. But, like, his best friend still likes him. They stay friends. They don't die. They go to university. I was like, this is the best ending ever. So I was like, Taiwan's amazing. Like, gay people don't die in movies.
Until you come here.
Until I come here and I met Meffy.
I realize everyone died here.
You should never meet your heroes. I came to Taiwan. It was all
And look what Taiwan did to me. I love this place, but this place don't love me.
I know.
Leave me now.
Sorry, cry.
But he actually had a Chinese boyfriend before he came to Taiwan.
Yeah. Before?
Yes.
He come?
Yeah, I was, I don't know if we were.
So it's not Taiwanese, it's a Chinese.
It was, yeah, so
I mean, it's Asian.
I was dating a Chinese.
So it's another fact that America is being fake. You know, he told us that he's so fancy about Taiwanese, but he had a Chinese boyfriend.
Maybe that's what he can get, because Taiwanese people is not that much.
This is being fake.
Okay,
how is whatever.
That being? Because I date one Chinese person, and so I'm a fake person.
No.
He's just being a bitch.
Oh my god. But yeah, when I was in Shanghai, it was like it was really fancy. I felt really poor.
Okay. Because
he was like a fancy businessman.
Mm.
And I was like.
And how do you get him?
I don't know.
Wow.
It was really weird. And like, we did a lot of.
Is
really
he disabled? Like a.
I that's not politically correct.
No, it's just a condition of his body. We're just asking the question.
Are you asking if he's disabled because he dated me?
Yeah.
See? I don't know who that's more insulting to,
it's
him or me.
It's just a question.
No,
you
he
can
was
just
not. He was perfectly abled, okay?
Okay.
I just think he has distinct unique taste.
I'm delighted.
You like a Pocket Monster as well?
No.
Okay.
How do you guys meet?
He went to university in Boston, like a business university near my house, because Boston, there's like a university everywhere. Okay. So we lived close by and we would just hang out a lot.
Okay.
And then when I came to Taiwan, he was going back to Shanghai. So I lived there for a month with him before I came to Taiwan.
And then you guys break up.
Kind of, I guess, because we weren't dating. And I'm like, I'm moving to Taiwan. He's like, oh, come here first. And then I was like, okay, bye.
It was okay.
It was a really interesting thing. And I got to see Shanghai. And
how long you stay there?
1 month.
Okay.
Yeah. It's really fancy in Shanghai.
So talk to microphone. Don't talk to
Sorry.
His face. Yeah. We are recording this. Yeah.
Yes.
Whatever you're saying. So do you have a type?
I guess so. Yeah, your question.
Like Asian only?
No. Yeah. Everyone, that's a really
good... you like it.
Do you have an American boyfriend?
I've had a lot of American boyfriends.
I mean, really boyfriends, not a date.
Yes.
And not police.
Oh, yes.
That you see a lot.
No. Oh, my gosh. No, that's always an interesting thing. It's like most of my boyfriends or most people I have dated have been white.
Yeah. Mm.
But it's always that situation where, like, as soon as I express interest in an Asian person, everyone goes, you like Asian?
Do you have Asian
bitch? You only like, you are what, a rice queen?
Rice queen?
You only date Asian? And it's like, I like an Asian now? Yeah, why not? And
why not?
Like my first boyfriend, my first Asian boyfriend, I dated a Korean guy. And literally all my friends were like, are you an Asian fetish queen now? That's all you date? I'm like, I literally had 5 white boyfriends in front of this. Like, I don't. And they're like, oh, well, once you go Asian, there's no turning back. I'm like, I'm not sure that's how that goes at all. And it's the same thing. Like, when I either anytime I go, I date like an Asian guy or a black guy, everyone is like, But like when I dated like my Mexican boyfriend, no one cared. They're like, oh, that's
normal. Okay.
Yeah.
Because your homeless person is fit.
If.
Oh my God.
What? Record that.
Oh, no,
play it back.
No.
I'm not going to cut that out.
No, that's keeping.
No
oh my
cut.
God.
No
wow.
Cut.
Whoa.
No cut.
So all your Asian boyfriend or dating experience in America?
I've dated Asian people in America and in Taiwan. And I dated one Taiwanese person while in America. Taiwanese people are very distinct in when it comes to dating, which is very interesting.
How?
Oh.
One of the things that like I've noticed, which was like one of your questions earlier, is like the dating difference in America and Taiwan. And like, at least in my personal experience, I'm not going to speak for everything. Everyone's not a monolith.
Yeah, you're only representing yourself today.
Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly. I'm not meffy. I'm not racist.
Oh, my God.
But so, like, whenever I've dated, when Taiwanese people, like, won't tell me things. Like,
what?
Like, I ask them questions. They won't answer or they won't tell me things to the point where, like, I've...
Like what? Question?
Like, for example, like, one time I was, like, trying to go on a movie date.
Yeah.
And like, do you want to see a movie?
Yeah.
And, like, no one will ever say yes or no.
Oh.
Ever.
Yes.
Do you want to see a movie? And it's like, there are movies playing today. Okay, do you want to see one today? I've been to the movie theater before. Okay, but would you like to see a movie with me today? There are movies playing that I want to see. It's like, okay, yes or no. Do you want to see a movie? Oh, well, it's taking too long. I don't think I have time to see a movie anymore. I'm like, just no, yes or no. And
maybe he just don't speak English at all.
No, they always fall back on that. And I'm like, you lived in England for 5 years. How are people dumb. You lived in English. You can't do yes or no. But
well, I'm straightforward.
Yeah, thank
you.
But like,
and I hate that too.
Yeah.
Some people just like answer something else, and I'm like, fuck you.
Yeah,
hey, fuck you too.
See, I think that's delightful. I like straightforward.
Yeah, like what the.
But both, I've dated. I dated 3 Taiwanese people, and
only
3 Taiwanese.
And they were
really?
All horrible.
Only.
Yeah.
Any good experience though?
They're fine. They're nice. But like I've noticed, so 2 of them were born in Taiwan and 1 was born in America.
Okay.
And the one born in America was very straightforward. He's very like American.
Yeah.
But one was both Taiwanese born. One was living in America and one was living in Taiwan.
Mm.
And both those people did not tell me when we broke up or when we stopped seeing each other. I found out like a month later.
What? You just, like, don't talk to each other?
No! Everything was the same. Like, I would come over the house, we would go on dates, I would sleep over.
And then after
a while, I was like, oh, the one in Taiwan, actually, his friend told me, like, so what's it like not dating that person anymore? I was like, what do you mean?
Oh, my God.
And they're like, oh, you guys broke up a month ago. It's like,
you didn't know that.
Maybe he found some your Pocket Monster collections and think, oh my God, so weird.
No, I have to leave.
It's not weird at
it's
all
not,
in Taiwan.
First of all, that's really common for my generation. And also, it's very obvious I like Pokemon, so that's not like a secret you discover later.
Oh.
And it's a but common yeah. thing in Taiwan, too.
Yeah.
For adult?
Yes. It's our generation.
For nerd, yeah.
Yeah. It's, okay. it's popular. But yeah, even in and even the one I dated in America, he like we were on a date and he's like, oh, I'm so sore today. I was like, why? He's like, oh, I had sex after my date. He's like, we didn't have sex today. He's like, oh, we're not dating anymore. Like,
oh my God.
It was very shocking.
It was very.
Yeah. It was very shocking. So I was like,
maybe it's very difficult to tell you the reason why they want to break up.
Other people are really easy. Other people have had an easy time breaking up with me.
Such as, do you have any reason like a can share why or what reason they are going to break up with you?
Generally, maybe. Most people just go like, oh, I like
you're
you.
You're boring?
No. Is this an interview or is this a roast? Welcome to the roast of Leo.
Well, you can talk shit about him too. Just fight back.
Jesus. But no, most people are like, oh, I just prefer you as a friend. And go, okay. I've actually, okay. all my exes I've stayed friends with.
好人卡.
That's without 好人卡.
Yeah. So I get friend zoned, I guess, a lot. But yeah.
Well, I get that too.
Yeah, but both times. But
I'm going to cry now.
But yeah. But yeah, both Taiwanese boyfriends just or dating because the one in Taiwan we're like, oh, we were never boyfriends to begin with. And I was like, oh, I'm just mistaking everything. So communication has always been like,
well, you mean the guy that informed you from his friend?
Yeah,
that he said you guys never date.
We were dating, but we were never like officially boyfriends.
Oh, so you thought
yeah,
you guys were
cause, like,
boyfriend?
We talked about it, but apparently that doesn't mean anything. So
you're gonna cry now.
Oh, oh. Do I get my Oscar now?
It's not that good, actually.
Fine. Can I settle for Best Supporting Golden Horse?
Yeah. So next question.
Oh. Yeah. Next question. Moving on.
Should I just read?
Yeah.
Wow, oh God.
The dead air. Oh my
oh
gosh.
My
Didn't you
God.
Write the questions?
Have you ever heard of Taiwanese stereotype about the U.S. or Americans?
Yes.
Fake. It's one of
that's them. Not one. That's just really? What you say. I've never heard Americans being fake. Is that a common one?
I think so.
I don't think so.
I've never.
金发尤物啊, 我不知道那个电影叫什么名字, at least their movie is about a high school girl, you know,
that's
being fake to each other.
Oh, but that's like, but I feel like that's like everything. They even have that in Taiwan too.
That's movie.
Yeah, that's movie. Yeah. Like, okay. You have that, like, can we say bad things here?
Yeah.
Hey, do you know, like, the slang, like, green tea bitch?
绿茶婊.
Like, that's like a common thing here, too. So, in, like, movies.
I think American is so straightforward.
Yeah.
Maybe
really?
Maybe too straightforward.
It's, like honestly, no. like, I have trouble understanding sometimes people here. Because it's very, it's like a puzzle. It's like, hey, like, what do you want to do? And it's like, look to three, solve the riddle, and look under my shoe to find out. It's like, what? I just want to know, like, what time it is.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Maybe I'm not Taiwanese.
Maybe you're not. Oh, my God. There's so much reveals today. But, yeah, I think the most common one was, like, Americans are, like, really aggressive. Like, you said
I mean,
like,
you're not, but.
Yeah, and a lot of people are like, I'm very let down about your American level. You're not that aggressive. You're really passive for an American. It's like, oh, I'm sorry. Should I, like, take out my guns and shoot in the air like a Texan?
But do you think American are aggressive, though?
I guess so. Like, I do actually see, like, a lot of Westerners and Americans being aggressive in Taiwan or, like, acting a fool. But I've always been more, like, on the reserve side, even, like, as a kid in general. So
yeah, you've even been bullied by Taiwanese people.
I know. I even become friends with the terrible bullies too, and invite them to podcasts.
Oh God,
like so sad. Yeah, the broken woman. I don't really know too many other. Just like we're loud, boisterous, drink a lot.
Drink a lot.
Yeah, but when I came to Taiwan, I was like, I don't think it's the Americans who drink a lot. Yes. Yeah. What about you? Are there any American stereotypes that you can think of?
Cocaine.
That, yeah, there's a lot of that.
Yeah.
Like everywhere.
Yeah. In the party, they are all take cocaine.
In the bars. Sometimes even when driving. When I was in school on the school bus, you know, like you can go on the highway. I would look into other cars. I actually would see people doing cocaine while driving on the highway.
Yeah.
In America.
Oh. Serious drug issue.
Yeah, it was so weird.
That is so hot. Like in Taiwan, never.
I guess so, yeah.
We even need to put stuff in our underwear.
We don't have a lot of cocaine here.
Yeah, but that's also like, it's a serious drug problem too.
Yeah.
So. Mm.
Yeah, drugs in general, I think, are a lot easier to find because there's a lot of restrictions in Taiwan, right?
Yeah, the drug lords are very tight.
And I heard that like the current mayor, when he became the mayor of Taipei, he started like enforcing like parties and like looking over them, police force to like mitigate the drugs and everything.
I don't know.
I'm not sure, but I hate the Taipei mayor right now.
Yes.
Yeah.
He better beware.
Yeah. Yeah. So I heard that was a thing, was like enforcing stricter codes on parties and drug stuff.
Stereotypes about it.
But I never thought Americans are very aggressive. This is not.
That's one of the main.
Yeah, I do think Americans love that we shoot people.
Well, that like there's guns everywhere. Like I've almost been killed by guns a couple times. So yeah.
Is there any of your American family or friend have guns in their household?
All my family, like I said,
your family.
Yeah, like my mom almost killed me once by accident with a gun.
What?
Yeah, because I had a half day at school.
Yeah,
and my mom's like a little paranoid and a little crazy.
She do crazy?
No, not that I know of, but okay. Who knows? Maybe.
Maybe she did. Don't share.
She never told me. She was, you know, she's a bad mother like that.
Keep it to herself.
Yeah. So selfish. Oh, God. Mothers should care about their children.
Loving and sharing is the best. God.
Exactly. But I had a half day at school and I was like at the house and like I just took out my phone and texted her like, oh, hey, are you home? I came home early. And she's like, oh, is that what that noise is? I'm like, what's wrong?
Okay.
And she's like, I'm currently behind the couch with my pistol in the hand. I was going to shoot whoever walked through the door. So I was like, oh my God, that's me.
Shoot who?
Apparently me.
What?
Because she thought I was like a burglar or something. Yeah. She was also scared of like raccoons. She thought they worked for Russia. So I think she was a little crazy.
Okay. But do you have a gun license?
I do not have a gun license. My dad wanted me to get trained with it though.
Okay.
But I just never did it. So
you refuse? Or
I didn't refuse, but just I didn't want one. There's no. It's a lot of effort and it felt weird. I don't know. Guns are like, it feels weird to have guns and like want to have a gun. Mm-hmm. It feels very awkward. I don't know.
Can a student own a gun?
I mean, yeah, there's no regulations on like what students can do as long as they hit their age requirement, but they can't bring it to school, obviously. But if
a lot of shooting is happening in school.
Yeah, because of the doors, like Ted Cruz says, you have to watch out. There's too many doors in schools.
Oh, okay.
That's so foolish.
So, what do you think about those stereotypes?
I like every stereotype. There's probably some validity to it. Like, I feel like a lot of people come to Taiwan because they want to like party or have a fun time or vacation. So sometimes people who come here aren't their best self. So I feel like it's understandable where some of these stereotypes would come from. And also a lot of people like, you know, come here for like a year, they live, pray, eat, whatever, and then go back and they, you know, leave a trail of broken hearts or whatever. So I feel like a lot of the stereotypes might come from somewhere, but I'm not too mad at it.
What? Okay. That's good.
Is that, should I be more angry?
No, you're not an aggressive American, I guess.
I'm not that aggressive. But one of the things is I always wish I knew more Mandarin.
Yeah.
Because like back in Boston, I could like scream at strangers and it would be like completely normal.
Yeah.
And like I want to yell at so many people in Taiwan, just like grandmas walking slow in front of me. But I can't.
Why?
Because.
Oh. But it. Oh, never mind.
What?
But even my grandma speak English.
Oh, well, I guess.
If you say fuck you, she will fuck you too.
I just want to say you are not being an aggressive American because you cannot speak, you cannot yell to grandma at convenience stores. Once you learn Chinese, you will become an aggressive American. You can yell.
If I had better Mandarin skills, I might be more aggressive.
Yeah, I
true.
Think so.
Because I like to also fully express why I'm being aggressive. Like, I don't like you right now because you're walking slow and I hope you die because of it. But if I can't say that or talk about it, I just don't want to be like
so aggressive.
Or using gum.
Or using gum?
I don't know. You say that.
Gum?
Gum.
Oh, gun. Yeah. I know. Gun. I'm not going to use a gun in Taiwan. That's scary.
Did you come out to your family in America?
Not technically. So me and my family are not that close in general. I come.
Yeah, your mom shoot you.
Yeah. So after the failed murder attempts with gun violence.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm not gonna tell her I'm gay because then she's like, oh, now I'm really gonna shoot you. I'm not even gonna text you first.
Yeah, bye, bitch.
Yeah.
Boom.
Boom. Ew, a queer son. I want grandchildren, bitch. No, I guess I never told them, but I never like hid about it. Like, I never like
just not something you discuss.
Yeah,
in your household.
They never like asked me about girlfriends or anything in yeah. general. Like, honestly, there's I used to have bleach blonde hair like you, and it took my parents like almost 2 months to notice. So they weren't really
give a shit about you at all. Oh my god.
So like I don't think they're worried about my dating life as much as they are. Like, no, seriously, like I bleached my hair. And it was like literally 2 months later, like, did you change something about your look?
God. Oh my god.
And I'm like, I'm blonde.
So careless.
Now. Yeah. So I was like, one time actually the second boy I ever kissed, I brought him to my house to like make out and watch TV and stuff like that. And she saw him and later, so my family's kind of racist like Meffy. And she's like, can you keep your drug dealers out of the house? Like, can you do your drug transactions like at the mall or something like a normal teenager?
Oh my god! Oh. Like no more teenager.
Yeah,
no more teenager.
I was like, he's not my drug lord. But then I didn't want her to know I was gay because then I was like, oh my god, you might shoot me in the face. Well, I was like, oh yeah,
boyfriend or drug dealer, yeah. Both shoot from the head.
I was like, oh, drug dealer is a normal teenage thing. Yeah, straight people love drug dealers. Drug dealer, okay, mom, we'll do it at the mall. But so like I had my own life like that. So I just never told them. But like I told my aunt, I have a bisexual aunt that I told too.
Oh,
she was really cool with that. Yeah, so. I told like some people, like my brother, and it turns out I have a gay cousin who I told. Mm. He was like the liked one, so everyone liked him. So everyone found out really fast.
Oh,
because he's more handsome.
Maybe a lot of my friends thought he was really handsome. He's like tall and blonde and all those generic
maybe
stereotypes.
Maybe you can introduce to us.
Oh my god.
is he going to visit you?
Probably not. No.
Okay.
I think
you come out to your work in Taiwan, right?
Kind of.
Because you said when you interview.
Well, that was...
The person
I had
said, oh, you look so gay. Please keep it down on your Facebook.
No.
No. What she said, you told me that is you look thirsty.
No, she said I was actively too thirsty on
yeah.
Facebook. And I should have said it to private. Or the parents of my students might be uncomfortable. She's like,
she even said, we don't care you're gay. We have a lot of gay teacher here, but you look thirsty. Yeah.
She's like, it's not a problem you being gay. We're in Taiwan, whatever. It's fine. But like, you're just a lot. And I need you to be less than that. So you private it or tone it down. I was like,
oh my god.
Okay.
I was gasping. I was like, I was first of all, that was a lot more forward than I was expecting, especially during an interview. And I was like, do I get the job? She said, yeah, you have the job. Okay, then sure, I will tone it down my thirst level.
So all your coworkers are cool.
I guess gay. So. No one's like try to gay bash me or anything. So yeah. That's been cool.
Do you think that because you're a foreigner?
Maybe. A lot of people don't talk to me too much. Some of the Taiwanese people will keep it like superficial, like, oh, hey, blah, blah, blah. What's it like being from America? Blah, American stuff. No one's been like, what's it like dating? Though it keeps me safe from some of the gossip because like some of the other boys, I hear lots of gossip about they have too many girlfriends and stuff like that.
Okay.
So I think that keeps me safe from like being like a straight slut.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Yeah. At least in the gossip perspective.
Is there any LGBT policy different from America and Taiwan that you notice?
Definitely. It's been weird because, like, growing up, especially in America, you're very told that, like, oh, America's the best place on the earth, blah, blah, blah. It's very, like, narrow. And America is very different than most places like Europe or Taiwan because America is really big and it's also really isolated.
Yeah.
Mm. So you don't see too much other cultures coming in. Luckily, when I moved to Boston, I saw some other things, and then I started noticing, like, oh, maybe America's policies and stuff like that aren't the best. But growing up, I was like, oh, yeah, our gay policy, like we have gay marriage and you can go to Vermont and get married and stuff like that. But then right now it's kind of, I feel like Taiwan seems to be going in the more freer direction and America's kind of going less free.
Because the abortion bill that's been passed these 2 months.
Well, yeah, the abortion bill is a nightmare and people are so angry and horrible. And that's a terrible, that was a bad day. I was so depressed that day because there's no...
But a Trump supporter must be very happy for
Yeah, them. Because they're stupid. To be fair, it's stupid. Like, there's no way to be positive the abortion bill if you think rationally at all. Because, like, generally people are doing it because they either the baby's going to kill them, like the mother will die during childbirth, or they physically can't afford to have it. No one's like, ooh, I have 2 hours to kill today. Let's just go get an abortion. Like, people aren't doing it for funsies. So the fact that, like, people are, like, making these people who are making these women who are doing a really hard decision, making their lives harder, is just terrible. And like almost every single health official, I think all like official health resources in America and bans have declared this is a horrible thing because like it's not going to stop abortions. It's just going to have more unsafe abortions like underground or in alleyways, and it's going to be more dangerous. So like people are just going to die. It's not going to stop abortions and save the baby lives.
Yeah, I think for the supporters and more for the babies.
But that makes sense.
They're still alive.
Yeah, but it makes no sense because then once the baby's born, they don't care. Like there's so many kids in foster care. There's so many kids. Like adoption in America is so hard. That's like one of the reasons why like it's very famous in TV, like Americans like adopt from other countries.
Yeah.
Because adopting American children is so difficult. And they're also passing laws like gay people can't adopt. Single parents can't adopt. You have to pay like, I think adopting a newborn child, like a young baby, can cost like over $100,000.
No, thank you.
Yeah. So like everyone's like, oh, just adopt. Instead of getting an abortion, put your baby up for adoption. But like, what? Okay, you put up for adoption and then just sits in foster care until it gets 18 and becomes homeless.
Oh, like, God.
No, but that's
lucky. No.
That's just how I look. I wasn't I was only homeless for like 2 days, okay? But yeah, so that whole thing. But I don't know if you follow American politics that much, but like next on the chopping block, they actually put in writing is gay marriage. They're going to try to roll that back. Condoms. So they're actually going to try to get rid of contraception.
What?
Yeah, they're going to put laws against condoms, birth control, all forms of contraception, and just gay rights in general. Like, not just marriage, but just, like, sodomy laws, they call it. So, like, going back to be able to, like, fire people for being gay, harassment. There's even states right now where, like, police officers and doctors can deny you services if they think you're gay.
So
one of my friends I used to know in America, she would have to travel the country, and she would, like, certain states in the Midwest, she would avoid going to because she's like, if I ever get in a car accident or if I get hurt, like, they potentially could deny me services and I would just die because people could just – because she was a lesbian. She looked very lesbian. So people – she's like, oh, this is dangerous for me. So things like that, like, it's aggressively regressing. I don't know if you – did you hear about, like, the House codifying marriage? So
no.
Right now the House of Representatives, they passed – they're trying to pass a law to codify, which means, like, make it you can't take it away for marriage protection.
Oh, yeah, I've heard about it.
Mm-hmm. Do you think
it's going to work?
Well, I'm a little bit. So the thing is, it's not just gay marriage, but it's also interracial marriage and other marriage things. So right now, I think 45 or 50 Republicans went against this, which is weird because they're not only going against gay marriage, but they're also going against interracial marriage, which is straight too, like black and white, Asian and white. So people who are not white, Asian, also might lose their marriage license.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh,
I don't know.
Because this marriage protection is not just gay marriage. It's like marriage protection in general. So this protects us against like sexes, orientations, and nationalities.
Okay. It's kind of racist.
Yeah. So the 45 or 50 Republicans who went against this, you don't know if they don't want gay people, if they're just racist. You're just like, oh, snap. And then, but the Senate probably will try to strike it down. because they are most important.
We'll see. America is very fun.
It's so that's another reason everyone's like, are you thinking about going back to America?
And no.
I like Taiwan, but America, I might not be able to get married anymore. But that also might affect me because if I marry a Taiwanese person, the way the marriage law works for gay people here is it only if your home country allows it. So if I lose the right to marry in America,
but you can sue the government.
Yeah.
Oh. And it works.
Oh, really?
I think we just have
first Japanese and Taiwanese couple, and they sue the government and they get married.
So that could also affect me being outside of America, too. So it's.
Or you just become a Taiwanese.
Yeah.
Easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Citizenship.
Yay. Healthcare.
You don't get married.
Maybe
you can
one
be
day.
Married in
oh, really?
Taiwan.
Yeah, maybe one day. That's
well,
nice.
You can open an option. You don't need to get married, but it's good to have an option open.
Yeah, and then like I don't know, like you go in a hospital, there's someone who can like check in on you and things like that.
That's you just want a nurse? Is that why you want to get married?
I just don't want to die alone. Okay.
Oh, there's a reason you come to Taiwan.
You won't die alone. When you're dying, he will be bashing you.
He'll be there
you.
Laughing.
Yeah, next to you.
He's like the ha ha ha. No. He's like the cat that just eats your face after you die. Oh my god, terrible.
So terrible.
Do you feel racist in Taiwan?
Like, do I feel racist?
Or? I mean, racism in general.
I don't think so. Taiwan is so friendly.
That's false. That's aggressively false.
Well, not for him, but probably for Southeast Asian worker here.
So that's like the thing is like, I definitely feel like there's prejudice. I don't. Because like racism is generally like if you're not a power, but like I still have like white privileges even in Taiwan.
Yes.
Like obviously my jobs pay more money than it would be a typical person, things like that. So I don't know if I can call it racism, but I've definitely felt like prejudice in general, which we talked about earlier. Like I can understand because people like a lot of Westerners come here and like fuck shit up. That's a lot of Westerners do that in general to other places. But like I have got like a lot of things. It confuses me too. Because a lot of people are like, oh, I want to send my children to American schools because that's a better education.
Yeah.
But then people come up to me and they're like, I studied science and back in Boston, I ran a microbiology lab. Like I was in charge of the lab with my studying and my ability in biology. But everyone's like, oh, well, you went to school in America, so you're probably fucking stupid. And like that the same people.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
You make parents?
No, like Taiwanese people in general. Like I get called like really stupid a lot. Like, oh, I studied biology. And they're like, yeah, but you study it in America. Like, so, like, it's really confusing.
What's
yeah,
that
it's
even
really,
mean?
It's like, really,
Taiwanese what? People go to America to study.
Like, in the same sentence, someone will be like, oh, I want to send my kids to America to study so they'll be smarter. But you're stupid because you are from America and American education is really dumb.
I never heard about that.
People say it to me a lot. Like, really? It was also, one time I was at a party. And there was a scientist.
You mean people? You mean Mephi?
Not just Mephi.
This other person calling you stupid?
A lot of people.
Oh my God, they knew like, well.
You are not the only one.
Yeah, you're not
jealous?
You're not the only mean Taiwanese person. I'm sorry, Mephi.
Jealous now?
You're not the only one. I've been cheating on you. There's lots of Taiwanese people are mean.
Because they know you.
But yeah, like one time I was at a party and there was a guy from... I can't remember where in Europe, but he was from Europe and he was also a scientist.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, blah, blah, blah. Like, let's talk about science. And they're like, you're from America.
But that's European people.
No, but like a Taiwanese person said, they're like, we're going to trust the European guy, not you. He went to school in Europe, not
but
America.
That Taiwanese guy probably just want to fuck that.
European that's also guy. A very big possibility.
Yeah.
So that's the thing that messes up is just the thirsty gay people.
Oh. I don't trust gay scientists, though.
Oh.
I trust lesbian scientists because lesbian get things done.
You can always trust a lesbian.
Yeah,
they're
I like them.
They're grounded in reality. They get things done.
Yeah, they make rocket.
They
they send people to universe.
They're not doing rocks.
They're not. Yeah, they. Oh my god, yes, they are.
Really?
Oh my god, lesbians do all the same party life as gay people, but they're more mysterious about it. They're not as openly messy as gay people. Like, gay guys are like, we're doing drugs, vomiting like all over the place and just like in public. Lesbians are like, we're doing drugs, but it's like
we're cooking in our household.
Yeah,
cooking our own drugs.
Yeah, they're like,
not at party,
but no, gluten free, fat free.
Yeah, they're just doing it with oat milk. So it's better.
Yes.
They're lighting scented candles. You know, it's all that stuff.
Have you been to Taiwan Skate Park yet?
Yeah. It's my first year.
The Taipei one?
Yeah, my first year before COVID, I went to the Taipei one.
So that's 2019?
Oh. Yes.
2020.
No, 2019, I think. 2019. Yeah.
I think that's the biggest one we had.
It was right after gay marriage. So it was like,
Do you like it?
It was awesome. Because I'm in Boston, Boston gay scene's like really sad right now. It's dwindling. And like our gay pride, our gay pride's canceled. There's no more gay pride parade.
Because COVID?
No, because the
no more or only this year
so the people who are in charge of the gay pride parade in Boston, they've been doing a lot of stuff and accused of like a lot of racism and transphobia and things like that. Oh, so God. They kind of got like people, their board like got destroyed by the public.
Oh.
And they didn't. I guess there was this drama where they didn't pass it on. They're like, no, this ship is gonna sink with us. So like all their connections for Pride and all their stuff, all the funds like just disappeared. So until somebody like establishes a whole new board to make Pride again, there's like no Pride parade.
Are they gonna get sued or something?
I have no idea the workings of it because it all happened while I was in Taiwan. But I'm hearing there's so much drama.
That's so fucked up.
Yeah. And then obviously with COVID populations where you're like you can't really have parades anyways because people are dying by the thousands. Obviously you wouldn't have a parade at that point anyway. So I don't know if there's gonna be hopefully there'll be something later. But when it was happening, it was very like corporate. Like all the floats would be banks and t-shirt stores and things like that. Mm-hmm. In Taiwan, it was like just a lot of people. Like people marching. It was organizations and gay clubs and things like that.
Yeah.
So that was my first time seeing kind of like a real like people or like us, like more like a village type thing. So I thought the Pride Parade was really cool. I had a lot of time. And one of my friends was here too to experience it.
Do you went to any American Pride other than Boston?
I went to
San Francisco, maybe?
No, I went to Providence, Rhode Island. That one's actually really cool. It happens at nighttime. So all the floats have like light shows with them too. That one is a lot cooler, but it's Providence, Rhode Island is much smaller. Mm. So the parade itself is a lot more small. But that one's really cool because it kind of had the more Taiwan feel, whereas like more gay stuff and gay-owned businesses. But it's just a smaller in scale. But the nighttime aspect was really cool because it was like a lot of light shows and stuff like that.
I thought the only night pride is Mardi Gras. Because they always say, we are the only nighttime pride.
Oh, no.
Obviously not.
But also, Providence is so tiny. Like Rhode Island, like the state is like smaller than like Geelong. So it's like a really small state, so people probably just forgot about it.
I really want to go to New York for World Pride. That's what they call.
Yeah, everyone talks about New York. They're like, oh, New York. Have you ever been to New York Pride? I've never been to it, but I do want to go. And also San Francisco. I've never been to the San Francisco or the West Coast before either.
So but my friend go to San Francisco. It sounds so dangerous.
Why?
They say they have like meth zombie everywhere.
Oh yeah, but that's like everywhere. Like
everywhere. That's what Americans do. We just do meth and become a zombie.
Wait, do you know G?
Yeah.
Do you know P-Town?
No.
Do you know Fire Island?
Yeah.
Okay, so P-Town is like Boston's Fire Island.
Okay.
It's actually, I feel like I want more people to know about it because it's really important to like American gay history. So in Massachusetts, if you look at the state, the tip of it kind of looks like an arm and it kind of makes a hook. And the tippity top is province. And a lot of people confuse it with Providence. During the 1980s, when AIDS was happening, a lot of gay people went there to essentially die. So it was like really sad. Mm-hmm. But also a lot of gay artists, book writers, playwrights, things like that went there to do culture. So the area actually has a lot of gay history, for American gay history in general. But now it's kind of more like a Boston Fire Island. It's a gay getaway. And you can take a 30-minute boat trip over there. And it's just like a beach area, just like Fire Island. So me and my friends in Boston would go there every summer, just like Fire Island. Mm. And at nighttime, it was like Resident Evil, Walking Dead with like we would call them G zombies.
G zombie.
G zombie.
Can they still walk though?
They shamble like zombies.
Okay.
Like you would just look out your window and there would just be like after the clubs, like 2 or 3 in the morning, just like a bunch of shambling G zombies.
Oh god.
And instead of brains, they're just looking for cock.
Me if you want to go.
Yeah. It's really weird. And you just look out and it's like really actually, do you know American Horror Story?
Yeah.
They have do you see the P-Town one? Red Tide, I think it's called. One, the latest one that
season
came out.
Season 5?
The one that came out last year, there actually was a small one. It had 2 stories.
I think I only stopped from season 7.
That one actually is about P-Town. It's based in P-Town.
Oh.
And there are like these zombies in there. And I'm like, oh my God, this is definitely like the drug addict G-zombies. And like...
I think the writer is gay, right?
Definitely.
Yeah.
And there's also this special place. We call it Dick Dock.
Dick Dock.
Dick Dock. Because do you know what a dock is? You know, like when you walk in the water and there's like that wood and stuff, and underneath there's like space where water can go underneath. It's kind of like a bridge.
Yeah. Mm.
During low tide, there's land. And that's where, like, especially at nighttime, a lot of gay guys will just go under the dock and just have like anonymous sex in the darkness. So, like, if you listen closely, you can hear like slurping, and all the G zombies would just shamble down there at like 2 or 3 in the morning.
So cultural.
Yeah. Welcome here.
Cool.
American Culture 101.
I like being a G-zombie.
You want to be a G-zombie?
Yes.
Is this... Oh, my God. Is this like when I taught you about P&P and now you're...
Yeah.
Do you know what P&P?
No.
So,
no.
You know, high fun.
Yeah.
So, in America, we call it P&P.
Why?
Party
Why?
And play.
Oh.
Party and play.
Yeah.
That's so straightforward.
Like I said, because here it's like, because I was confused on Grindr because everyone's like, hi. I'm like, oh, hello. But like, hi means like you want to do drugs and have sex. It's very confusing. Mm. And I was like telling Meffy because he's like, oh, I'm going to party later. I was like,
I never do P and P.
Yeah.
Never.
But and I'm like, well, when you hear.
Never?
Never.
Good.
Oh.
But I was like, what do you
never
mean?
Never say never.
Oh, no.
But life is so long for you.
Feifei is not like my mom. He shares.
Yeah, you have so many to expect for your future.
Well, he's kind of old, not that much.
Well, we have good healthcare here.
Oh my God, Taiwan's universal healthcare is amazing. That's one of the reasons why I'm afraid to go back to America. I'll just die.
Did you fix your teeth here?
Ouch, I'm not British.
Come on, everyone loves dentists here.
But yeah, I am going to the dentist on Tuesday, actually. I'm really excited.
I actually never... go back to dentist for like 2 years now.
Oh my issue.
It's so affordable in Taiwan. Yeah. What's stopping
I'm
you?
I'm scared.
Also, a lot of the dentists are like really attractive in Taiwan.
Because they always have their masks on. And they always speak very soft.
There's like there's actually...
Is it her?
You go to the gay dentist?
No, but like there's a dentist near my house and like one of them is like an underwear model.
What?
That I follow
really?
On Instagram.
There's a gay dentist.
Yeah.
You say no.
I think there are several. And they're all go-go dancers.
Yeah. I feel like in Taiwan, every possession, there's like a go-go dancer version. Like, hi, I'm a doctor, but I'm also an OnlyFans go-go
hi,
dancer.
Hi, I'm an engineer, but I'm a go-go dancer.
Hey, I'm the mayor, but I'm also a go-go dancer. Actually,
hey, I'm a mom, but I'm also a go-go dancer.
Well, did you hear about the monk?
No.
What?
Oh.
Monk?
Do you hear about the Buddhist monk who did the P&P parties?
No.
No.
It was even on the news in America. So about 3 years ago, there was a Buddhist monk.
Yeah.
And he got caught because he videotaped it. He at nighttime when he was being a monk, he would, in the temple, he would have gay drug sex parties.
In Taiwan?
Yes!
I want to believe that Buddha.
Really?
Yeah. And there was like videos of him and they were showing it like on the news and literally like the face was blurred out and he was literally like, he would do drugs and he would dick hop and like ride and then hop to a next person.
Oh.
So much fun.
And I'm like.
We need that religion.
Yeah. I'm like, oh my God, even the Buddhist monks are like happening gay sex lives in Taiwan. It's insane.
And you?
No.
What happened? Wow.
I don't know.
What stops you?
Sometimes I look in the mirror and I say the same thing. What happened?
Play you know? Christina.
Where are you?
Reflection.
Is that girl I see? No, I actually play Britney Spears Lucky and they cry, cry, cry.
Britney Spears.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, they're like, oh, Corey, he's so white. He's so lucky.
I need to see that news.
I will send it to you. I think it was like 3 years ago. It was like even on the news in America.
I don't think I ever saw this.
Yeah, it was.
Never.
Did you ever heard of it?
Mm-hmm. It was so crazy.
What? No.
Yeah.
What news channel are you watching?
I don't know. Google now.
Yeah.
So about sex life and whatever sex in general, do you think Taiwanese have more open or not?
What do you mean by open?
Like,
I think
this is multiple.
I feel okay.
Something like that.
Verbally, yeah. It's a lot more secretive. Like, I feel like Taiwanese people like don't like go around being like, I had sex. But I feel like
maybe because you don't speak Mandarin.
Oh, are they?
We talk rude.
Oh, okay, fine. Okay, so I guess maybe verbally too. But I feel like in terms of actually doing it, Taiwanese people are a lot more sexual.
Because you're watching too many Twitter.
No, but every gay person has a Twitter. Yeah. Like, I'll go to gay bar. I'm like, oh, I've seen your sex Twitter. I've seen your sex Twitter. I've seen your sex Twitter.
Not my wife. Yet.
But also, like,
But do you have a sex Twitter?
Of course not. Okay. I don't.
No. Not yet.
I'm a good Christian.
Until he got the PR. Until he got the card. He will never get kicked out and he can do whatever he wants.
Once I get the permanent residency, OnlyFans, TikTok.
Time to become a bad girl.
No, oh my God. But yeah, and one of the things I've noticed is like...
Is that not common in America, though?
What?
Sex Twitter?
Like sex...
Sex Twitter is common, but usually it's like only a certain type of person. Like it's like the very sexual people in general. Here it's like everybody. Like how there's like a sexy underwear model dentist. Like it's like, oh yeah, that's my sex Twitter. Like I was actually... When I was at the beach yesterday in Tainan, I was talking about that. I was like, oh my God, everyone has a sex Twitter. And my the guy I was next to was like, not every Taiwanese person has a sex Twitter. And I went... Do you have one? He's like, yeah. I was like, so who doesn't have one? And I pointed to all the people there, and they're like, oh, he does. I'm like, can you find me one person at this beach besides me?
I don't have it.
Okay, well, you are not at the beach.
I take it down.
I
had one.
Even one of my friends, too, he's like, I don't have one. I was like, really? He's like, well, I took it down, too. I was like, he's like, it got too popular. I got shy. I was like, oh, humble brag. But I feel like... I'm also like I'm from Boston and we're cold-hearted and we don't do it that much. Okay. But so maybe if San Francisco or somewhere else, it might be more happening sex lives in general. But yeah, I feel like Taiwanese people like the sex lives are a lot more adventurous and more fun. Also,
or maybe the social circle is too close.
So yeah, very incestuous. I guess, yeah. But Taiwan people really like public sex.
Oh yeah, wow. I noticed that.
Even
because you only see it on
Twitter. No. But like people tell me, they're like, I prefer this. And even when I was in Boston, all the Taiwanese gay guys I met in Boston in America also would say they prefer public sex.
What?
I'm like, is this like a Taiwanese culture thing? But I was like really shocked. And then like yeah, if you like. And everywhere you walk by, oh, that's a gay cruising spot. Oh, that's a gay cruising spot.
Yeah.
Like, every 5 feet is, like, also a gay cruising spot.
I hate public sex.
Me too. I think it's weird.
Is there a gay cruising spot in Boston?
Yeah. Actually, Fenway Park, there used to be a gay bar. All the gay bars are kind of closing down right now, called The Machine, right near Fenway Park, the baseball. And there's this, we have these type of plants that are called cattails. And they're just, like, it's like tall grass.
Mm.
And that would be, like, the gay cruising spot. And if you go there now, you can. It's usually like older generation
people.
Have you
ever been? Like,
I have never been during like the nighttime cruising spot, but my friends have took me. Be like, this used to be the cruise. Like an older gay took me. It's like, this is what once was. This is before Grindr. We had this patch of grass.
On 1892.
Yeah. Back before we had the internet.
Before World War One.
Yeah.
Before Grindr, we have Urban Park.
Oh, okay. No.
Like AC Man.
So I've actually, is that the one with the hedge maze?
The one near Taipei Main Station.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. My friend brought me to one at nighttime in Taiwan.
Yeah.
Because
where?
It was like a hedge maze. I don't remember exactly where it was. But.
Flower Export?
Maybe.
Near Yuan Shan.
I don't remember the location, but it was kind of like it was like a hedge maze. In like almost like a flower garden, because I was having a bad day, and I think I just like I was. Just,
your friend said maybe public sex will save you.
Well, it was like I was like he's like, hey, I'm gonna show you something really cool. You're feeling depressed right now. I was like, okay, fine, whatever. I'm sad.
So such a good friend.
He brought me there, but it turned out to be a sad story.
Why?
Because he brought me around and was like, he literally was like, hey, do you want to have sex with my friend? To like the people there, and four people in a row said no. And I was like, I'm going to go home now because now I'm even more depressed. And that was it. But it was really pretty. And it was weird because there was one straight couple who were just like walking around holding hands and like looking at the gay people having sex. It was very strange.
No, it's fun.
Yeah.
For the couple.
Maybe they want to join.
No, they like to talk shit about like, gay people.
Yeah, they're just like voyeurs. They're doing like the tour. Like when girls, like straight girls go to Commander D.
Oh, Commander D.
Weird when that happens. Like straight girls all the time, they're always in Commander D and they're like, oh my God, gay people are just so wild. And they like drink and laugh. It's really weird.
Did you went to gay sauna here?
I have, yeah.
How do you feel?
It's interesting because we don't really have anything like that, at least in Boston. Like, just
what?
We don't really, because they're not like common. And also like saunas in general aren't that common in at least New England. I think New York City might have one or two. But it's like more just dark room, but it's not like hot tub, sauna, thing like that. But Boston does not have anything like that.
I thought Boston is really gay.
No. Dockerin? Also, no Dockerin?
No.
No.
Sex stuff is like, there's a lot of strict rules in Boston. You can't, you can get shut down for any form of nudity in most bars.
Really?
Yeah, there's a nudity license. And it's
I'm
very
not
expensive.
Going to Boston. Anymore.
Well, right now there's one gay bar, all the other ones closed down.
Boring.
Yeah, I was really
sad. But only
for
drinking, no sex.
Yes, there's no sex at the bars. And also, we even had like we would have like fetish nights.
Such a conservative country.
Well, Boston's like the first city in America. So there's a lot of, very super, like skin deep liberal. There's a lot of young college people, but they usually leave because it's really old. So there's a lot of old generation laws and rules, like alcohol. You know, double shot, like when you get two ounces of liquor in a drink, you can do that in Taiwan. You can't do that in Boston. It's illegal.
Oh,
what?
You can't, and you also can't have more than two drinks at one time. So even if you're buying for a group of people, you can only buy two at once.
Really?
Mm.
So that's so weird.
There's a lot of regulations and laws for tricky. Alcohol
but
in Boston.
But who is going to find out? You have
sometimes police officers will go to bars and do these things, and if you break the rules, they shut down your bar for a month.
Oh my God!
So it's very scary, and like you can't take your drinks outside, which is a very common thing in Taiwan. And that was like my mind exploded the first time. Like you can't buy alcohol in 7-Eleven. Also, you have to go to a liquor store.
In Boston?
In Boston. So when we went to 7-Eleven.
Boston only?
Other places are different. Like, New York City has many different, every state is different. Mm-hmm. So Boston and Massachusetts is very old, so we have a lot of old laws that people just never took the time to get rid of. Walking around drinking in Taiwan is like the weirdest thing.
Yeah,
it's
you
like,
can drink anywhere.
Oh my God, what's this magical outlaw land? What is this? Oh my God, I feel like such a criminal.
There's also alcohol running. Like you have to go to the 7-Eleven one by one and get one drink to drink all night long.
And so much cheaper. You can't discount liquor in Boston either.
What?
You can't make it cheaper. Like, you know, sometimes bars will have like a happy hour where it's like, you can't do that in Boston.
Also not in hotel.
So if you want
to... Such a boring place.
Yeah, if you want to make it cheaper, it has to be cheap for the whole time for 1 month. If you want to do it, you can't do like a discount happy hour or anything like that.
So people just do drug instead.
Yeah.
They have an Asian drug dealer in your living room.
But so that all that stuff was really cool. But so that's why the bar scene's kind of dying in Boston. It's really sad. Mm-hmm. I kind of want like.
Also for the straight bar.
The straight bars are okay. I don't like straight people have really low standards. So like it's just.
Oh God.
Like, they do. Come on.
I mean,
what?
Yeah, it's not about straight people's podcast, so let's just not talk about
it. Okay. Avoiding that topic. But yeah, the straight bars, there's tons of them. It doesn't matter. There's no whatever.
Is there anything you cannot get used to still in Taiwan? Or something that make you don't feel like it or feel uncomfortable with? Topic, food, whatever.
I see. I love spicy.
Meffy,
yeah. It's the worst part of Taiwan. The trash in Taiwan is so annoying. Like the garbage truck.
Yeah.
Because it comes on like certain times and you have to be there at that time.
Yeah.
So in back in Boston, you just put it outside.
Yeah.
And the trash people deal with it.
Uh-huh.
And also like the recycling is sometimes in different times and like moving. So like my first time when I was in Geelong, I was working at all the times. Mm. I would have to take a day off work in order
to bring out the trash.
Yeah.
And why don't you just bring to work and throw it at work?
I didn't have that option.
Why not?
I don't know. Is that a thing you can do?
Yeah, just bring small amount, like sneaky, sneaky.
So like my first time in Taiwan, like there was this time where I literally had 5 trash bags in my balcony, and my house was full of flies. And I called my boss crying. I'm like, I don't know how to deal with this. Like, I feel like I'm a garbage person. And so I just took the day off and just brought.
Oh,
and then
God, your boss probably think, oh, stupid American.
Yeah, probably. I was like, this is so difficult. And now right now I'm having the trouble because I'm having trouble right now in Yonghe figuring out how to take out my recycling, because I want to recycle and be a good person, but like it doesn't seem to match like what the online says, because I have like the online schedule.
Yeah.
But sometimes I'll see the recycling at a different time on my street, and when I go there, when it says recycling, it's not there. So I have so many plastic bottles in my kitchen that I want
to
like
take
recycle.
To school. 203 at once.
I'm gonna have to start doing that. Just
yeah.
Recycling.
Yeah. And go to like MRT,
station.
Like yes. 2 bottles, yeah. 1 bottle, and you don't seem to like bring the family trash to the public place.
But so. It's actually a good policy.
No, I think it's really effective, because I think people who know how to do it, and who like a lot of people also like live with their family, and somebody can be there to do it.
Oh, do you know Miffy's address? I just send the whole garbage.
I would
bin
love to
him.
Send just all my garbage to Miffy's address. Lala move.
Lala move. Lala move is also very convenient in Taiwan only, I think.
It is very it's very helpful. I've used it a couple times. I like it. Yeah, Taiwan has a lot of convenience. But so getting used to that is really nice.
So hope you can get that done.
Thank you.
In no time.
That feels very sincere.
I guess if we send out our PR card, at least that person needs to handle his own garbage. Anything else?
Not too much. I think, like we said, like
rather than you want a boyfriend so bad and you're thirsty all the time.
I think the communication problem, like we talked about that, is always kind of a frustrating thing.
Yeah.
People walk really slow in Taiwan.
No, they don't.
No, really?
Yeah, they
I walk very fast.
Everyone, so Taiwanese people. Like,
I want to kill people who walk in front
me
of
too.
Me
too. I wish I could do like fireballs, like fireball. Pff, you're too slow. But like I don't know, like in Boston, like this, like people, even in Taipei, like people walking is like slow version. So like I have started walking a lot slower than I used to, because like my first time when I moved here, like my first couple months, I was just so mad all the time.
And the sidewalk is so narrow.
I feel like Taiwanese people, they have this like, they need to just take up as much space on the sidewalk as humanly possible.
Especially when they're on their phone.
Yeah.
Like watching. I'm so slow.
And they're like
on their phone. I'm like, fuck you.
Yeah. And they go like zigzag. Like they're trying to get away from like a Komodo dragon. Like they move. Like you don't know which way they're going to go. And if they're a couple. And they're holding hands. And they like. They spread out and then go in while holding hands.
You wish you have a gun, huh?
Or like just like a sword I can just cut in half. Like, oh my gosh. It's like, I'm happy you found love, but it just makes me so bitter because you're slowing me down.
And you are a bitter bitch.
I'm bitter. And they're also slowing me down. So it's like a double times two super effective move against me. Huh.
So I guess you need a commercial for your... boyfriend, future boyfriend.
I think you just need a boyfriend. Once you have a boyfriend, you will not complain about that. Because you will become
I can become the couple.
Yeah, you become one of them.
What kind of person are you looking for?
I'm pretty open. I like a lot of different things.
Maybe JJ?
JJ.
No.
No.
JJ Lin?
No.
Oh.
Not JJ Lin.
Like,
oh my God. Are you fancy about JJ Lin?
He's so cute. Sure, why not?
Okay.
I was like, JJ Lin, wow. Wow, I loved how he just went, no.
No.
You're like, JJ, no.
Okay.
This is going to jump off a building.
And your answer? Ideal boyfriend type?
I'm pretty open to most things. Like, generally, if they...
How about Miffy?
Perfect one. Perfect
No
boyfriend.
Bullies. No bullies.
He's too hateful.
No bullies.
Yeah, I like nice people.
Yeah. No Miffy.
Like me.
Then. That's... I like, and people who aren't delusional, like
and straightforward.
Straightforward is really nice. I like dating confused. Like I don't like games when dating. Like, there's been
times. What do you mean, game?
Because, like, there's people who, like.
Like, love game. Play yeah. a love game. Play a love game.
Like, there was a couple times where, like, I went on dates.
Yeah.
And if, like, if I don't message them first, they won't message me. Because they want
Me. Oh, that's my life, too. So, and, you're and not alone.
It's not Taiwanese problem.
No, it's because there's a couple times where someone, like, there was, like, last month, there was, like, three people who were, like, hey, I really liked you. How come you never messaged me? It's been 4 months. Like, I stopped messaging you because you stopped responding. Like, if you look at the messages, I messaged you twice. Mm. And it's like, oh, I just got the feeling that you didn't like me enough. Oh, I'm like, the last message I put was, hey, I really like you. I want to see you again. They're like, it was unclear.
You can what? Just send them and fuck you too.
Yeah,
thank
so
you,
I was just
bye.
Like, I was like, I took a screenshot. I was like, it literally says, hey, I like you. Or there was
can
one,
you type in Chinese?
Yes, I use Pinyin, but I do type in Chinese. And even when I talk
you
to somebody.
You just respond Ganinia all the time.
Oh.
It works.
Or you just send your dick pictures?
No. I'm
without will.
Ass pic.
Oh my God.
Ass pic.
Hey. So, how about like outfit or?
As you can tell from looking at me, I don't really care about fashion that much. So as long as their clothes are clean, that's nice.
What
he
like,
needs
to body type,
Pocky Monster as well.
How do they look?
For body type, I'm very open because like if you look at the people I've dated, I've dated like twinks, bears, jocks, the whole gambit. I generally like someone who
as long as they breathe.
As long as they're like alive, yeah. No, generally, like if they're trying to be on the healthier side, like you don't have to be like a perfect body, but I like people who are like at least trying to be active because that's like a healthier mindset.
So you hate people with diabetes?
No, God, that's terrible. No, but also like I want to be healthier in general too. So if they're not trying, it might make me more lazy because like I'm like oh, I want to go to the gym. It's like oh, let's just eat cake and watch TV all day, and I'll just like oh, that's more fun.
Me.
So, like one of my like my
and Miffy will be like, can this drug make me thin? I'm gonna take 5.
Our diet loss drugs PNP. Oh my God.
So, I want to ask if you like Pokemon that much, why don't you go to Japan and live there?
Yeah, I guess Pokemon is really Japanese, but like. A lot of people say that they're like, oh, you love Japanese stuff so much. Like, why don't you go to Japan?
Yeah. Oh, the games are make that.
Yeah. But it's like, I kind of like the idea of Japan, but like the commercial idea, kind of like how you're saying America is very fake. The commercial idea of Japan is also not Japan itself. So a lot of my friends who've lived in Japan, like American friends, they say it's actually kind of difficult to be a foreigner there. And I've actually felt this a couple times in Taiwan as well, but you're always like the other. Like you're always the foreigner. And they said it's very dominant in Japan. Yep. Like he will always, like no matter how good his Japanese is or how much he knows the culture, things like that, he's lived there for like 10 years now. He's always like, he'll always be the foreigner. And he'll always be the white person in Japan. And it makes him sad a lot. And I've gotten that opinion or feeling from a lot of people. And I actually have a lot of foreigners in Taiwan have also said something like that too, but
none of them speak Mandarin.
Some of them do.
Okay.
And they still feel a little altered. But there are a lot of foreigners who don't try to learn Mandarin. That is true.
Like you.
I think he's trying.
I am trying. I'm just not good at it.
Okay.
I tell
Chinese
you.
Now.
Just sigh.
Just sigh.
Point for me. But like, so I liked games and TV shows and stuff like that, but like liking something superficially is not the same thing as like liking the culture. So it would feel kind of like, I don't want to be like that weird, like creepy foreign otaku who goes to Japan and be like, I love Japan. Look at me. I'm dressed like Lolita. Love me. And then everyone's like, what? What's happening?
I kind of like that idea.
Fine. I'll do it. And we can make a TV show out of it. But no, I wanted to come to Taiwan more since I was a kid because of like, the movies and stuff like that. I always thought the idea of Taiwan was cool. So maybe it's also I'm doing the same thing of like the idea of Taiwan and not Taiwan itself. So maybe I'm just a giant hypocrite. But Taiwan just seemed really cool. And my Taiwanese friends convinced me in America. They're like, oh, this is a really cool place. I'm kind of happy because it's been pretty cool so far. Like, I think I'd like the country of Taiwan. Like, it's very convenient. I like the food. You can also, Taiwan's kind of like an Asian hub where like a lot of different Asian influence comes here. So there's a lot of diversity. Like if you go to the movie theater, you can see Indonesian movies, Thailand movies, Korean movies.
And it's really safe here.
That's, oh my God, I'm afraid if I go back to America, I'm just going to die on the second day there.
And even compared to other Asian countries.
Taiwan's,
country.
I think it's number two safest country on the planet. Like it's,
where's like, number one?
I think it's like Sweden or something.
Oh.
Or maybe, yeah. But like Taiwan's like stupid safe. Like you guys go in like dark alleys, like, oh, there's food here, let's go. Like you just walk around and just don't assume someone's gonna stab you. It's really weird.
And you can get your purse back even if it got stolen.
Because we don't have Mexican here.
So all the bullying and racism come from me for this episode.
Oh my
so
God.
He's the most hateful and most racist person on earth.
Who hurt you?
I'm not going to put on his social handle
yeah,
for this episode
don't.
Because I might get sued and he as yeah. well.
Oh my God.
Oh God.
Like, did like a Mexican person just come to Taiwan and just punch you in the face? Over,
yeah, I
like,
hope my future Mexican husband won't kill you.
Yeah, my future my almost Mexican husband, I'd never want him to meet you now. He's like, he really wants to come to Taiwan.
I don't even want to introduce you my Mexican drug dealer.
Ow.
Jeez. Oh
you're not worth it.
So scary. And you're like doubling down. Like the first one was a slip and you're like, oh my God. And you're like, no, I am racist.
Maybe he have a hat that says make America great
make Taiwan,
again.
Make Taiwan America again. Oh my God.
Oh God.
MAGA does sound a lot like Meffy.
Who?
It doesn't.
Really?
Like they call it the MAGA hat.
Oh.
It doesn't rhyme at all. But oh my God. What were we saying again? I got derailed by your horrible racist. <though. laughs>
What's next for you in Taiwan? Other than getting a PR,
marriage,
maybe not that.
Ouch!
So soon.
Yeah, you should date for a little while and see if you like them. So yeah, I'm trying to like.
Do date someone.
Yeah, date someone. Also be more creative. I wanted to come to Taiwan and do more creative stuff. I'm working on like my writing, doing some YouTube stuff, trying to become more like KOL maybe. But yeah, I'm working on because like right now, like I'm doing teaching, but I don't know if that's 100% what I wanted to do. So I'm hoping to do like more creative things, like more art endeavors, creative writing, story writing, things like that. I wrote a book, so I'm working on the editing of that. So hopefully I can get it released. I do want it to get translated into Mandarin. So it could be sold in Taiwan, maybe, if any of your listeners are.
Are you going
to
publish in America?
I would have to start in America first. I don't know if I could just publish in Taiwan first. I'm not sure how that would
work. You can self-publish, though.
I am going to self-publish, yeah.
Yeah.
So so that will make it easier for me to get a translator and get it released in other countries.
I mean, have a book in the Taiwan National Library is kind of, I don't know, it's just a fun idea. So when I send my own book there, I just send it, deliver it myself. And they were so shocking because no one does that. It always yeah. from the publisher.
Yeah.
They just send it, mail them. So they were like, there's a writer said he have a book release and he's sending the book. And the people have to come downstairs from the office and take the book. And because I have my own picture on my book.
Yeah.
And the old lady from the library says, is this you? It's so funny, but so fun.
So you can just do that. Be like, hey, I wrote a book.
You just need to sign up for a code. Like I am the book code, the national book code.
Oh, okay.
For that. And you have to send it to the national library. That's in our law.
That's, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's you have so to do fun. It. Oh, yeah. That'd be really cool. Because like, especially because, when I'm writing, I want to write gay stories, essentially.
Same. And
yeah. You know, we need more, because I also want more than just, like, generic, like, love stories. Like, if it's a gay story, it's always like, hey, we're high school boys and we like each other, but everyone's homophobic, so our life is hard, and then we're going to kiss at the end. So I'm trying to make more, like, stories of, like, gay people just existing and doing cool stuff. And I would like to release in Taiwan just because like Eternal Summer and other gay cinema and gay stories from Taiwan have been really important for me growing up. So it'd be really cool if I could give back to
give back
and put my stuff into the ether of gay stories in Taiwan too. I think that'd be really awesome.
Okay, thank you for coming, Colin.
Hi, everyone. My new name is Colin. So you can find me at Colin on Instagram and
I'm so
Twitter.
Sorry.
Sex Twitter.
Sex, no. Oh my God, it feels like you're talking to my mom again.
Colin must have a sex Twitter.
Why?
Must.
Don't call.
What, do you want to? Do you want a sex Twitter?
I don't want to say. It was actually. So,
why not?
Well, the way I used to talk about it is like, I don't want to do porn because it's like, I don't want to be a math teacher because it just not interest me. But now I teach math in Taiwan schools. So that
you cannot have it.
So now that argument is null because I'd be like, oh, I don't do porn the same reason why I don't teach math. But now I do teach math. But yeah, I just don't want to do porn. It's not like my feel. I think porn is great. I'm glad people do it. And I'm glad so many people just put it on Twitter for free. Keep that up.
And you have tattoos, so everyone will reckon you.
I do have my tattoos, so yeah. And I'm also like aggressively white, so be like, oh, who's that ghost looking person with the tattoo? Like, oh, it must be Colleen.
That's your drag name.
I'm used to it. Even my family doesn't know my name half the time, so.
Okay, thank you, Colin, for coming.
Thank you for having me.
好了，感谢大家的收听。那喜欢我们网美都在听的话，都欢迎在各大平台留下五星好评，然后分享给你的亲友。那如果你要留言给我们的话呢，我们主要都是在 First Story 上面哦。那再次感谢 Leo Corey 来到我们的节目，跟大家谈一些美国人在台湾跟台湾跟美国的一些，不管是刻板印象也好，或者是生活经验也好。那就这样子喽，大家拜拜，
大家拜拜
，Say bye bye。
Bye.
Bye bye. Racist Muffy, do you want to say
bye? Bye bye.